Welcome to the Real Mentors Podcast, where we talk about movies and things that you love. Here's Barbara Floyd.
Start it up again. Computer class, yeah, tell me your name. It's now the time. Growth each other every day is beyond us now. Can't control ourselves emotionally. This is our life. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Real Mentors Podcast. An interesting episode because for the first time, we're actually all coming to you from three different cities. And I hear a lot of backgrounds, probably Chewie's family. So we're going to talk some movies. Ready to talk some movies, TV, have some fun along the way. Otherwise, what's the point, of course? Hey, make the introductions first for Miami, of course, the head of the GirlsLife.com studios, the man beast himself, our technical producer, Mr. Mike Rose.
Hey, man.
How you
coming
doing,
to you by the miracle of YouTube.
Hey, YouTube, and we got some Skype going on here, so if the audio is a little off, please forgive us. This is the first time we're actually trying this. Of course, as always, we got the man coming to you live from Houston, Mr. Chewie himself. Brother, how are you doing?
Ladies, good evening and salutations.
Of course, I am actually from Skype. I'm here in Cleveland. You know, one of the talk about what the fudge, like the most
Cleveland useless, rocks,
the most useless fudging city in the States because this place sucks. I can't believe Dwayne Wade actually wanted to come out here because ain't nothing to do. Waste us. It's been
hey,
like
man,
a week.
What about the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, kiss
the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, really, bro?
Sorry.
Yay.
Yeah, throwing him a bone, man.
It's not good. I've seen the sun like literally twice in a week I've been here. And not because it's been raining. It's because all these clouds. It's a terrible place to live. Forgive me, any Clevelandites out there, but gee, when LeBron leaves this place, my house is just going down in the dumps. Either way, let's get started with we're going to do a lot of movie talk today. Not a whole lot of TV going on. I've been here for a week for work, so it's kind of cool. We're able to get together still via Skype and all that. I love technology. But I do have a what the fudge, a real what the fudge, and this was kind of funny though, because I know a lot of fans of the Fast and the Furious. Mike is not one of them.
Nope.
But apparently they announced that the part 9 or 8 or whatever freaking part they're in now, I guess they're gonna release in 2020 or whatever the case is. They were gonna focus on something else. And Mr. Tyrese Gibson, who's been a longtime member of the Fast and Furious family, if you will, I guess he was none too pleased that they were delaying the filming of the movie. And he goes on Twitter and pretty much blasts The Rock. And did you guys hear about that?
Yes, I did.
I did.
Yeah. He put him on blast, I guess, talking about, I'll paraphrasing here, but he, because
of him, he's a diva, right?
He's a diva and whatever. I thought we were family, yada, yada. And he's talking about the whole Hobbs thing's going to be another Baywatch, whatever the case is. So he's just throwing him on the bus. You know, damn. And he's that's what I'm saying. I was like, wow. And he's like, oh, he doesn't care if he gets a call. He won't take the tweet down or whatever the case is. So he's going after. I'm like, well, listen, hold up a second. I'm thinking about this. I'm like, who the fudge is Tyrese Gibson to begin with? There's a reason why they're waiting for The Rock because he is the draw. Okay. It's like Chris Hogan calling out Tom Brady and then they can't get the practice that he gets there because he's Tom Brady. This is The Rock. I mean, there's a reason people, the studios know they want to make money. You wait for The Rock. It doesn't make a difference.
They're not making Jumanji or Tyrese Gibson.
Exactly. You don't see Tyrese Gibson and Hart in the next movie. You don't see Tyrese Gibson doing anything for much.
Tyrese Gibson ain't playing Black Adam.
I mean, it's a joke. I mean, come on. His pockets are gonna get fatter because of The Rock. He should just sit there, shut the hell up. Let the man do what he do, and then you film, you make the whatever movie here, do your Transformers 25, whatever the hell you're doing out there, and have a good time with that. But leave The Rock alone, goddammit. Jesus Christ, Tyrese Gibson, what a sad
story.
What's
the matter with people?
I don't understand. He's a joke. He sucks. And nobody watches the Fast and Furious with Tyrese Gibson. There's one person in the world that does, and I would eat my words, but I suspect that's not the case at all.
Female audience.
But either way, not even a female audience. The female audience would like to choose The Rock over Tyrese Gibson, I would assume, anyway. But let's move on. There's a big trailer that dropped today. I was surprised to actually hear about this yesterday when it teased the trailer. Of course, that's for the Justice League. I was getting kind of worried.
I thought it was kind of odd that they're dropping the tease for like the third trailer. I'm like, really?
That's the thing now. They're always dropping teases to the trailers. Like it's so stupid. Like, trailer I to know. The trailer. It's the trend and whatever. They have to announce it. Whatever. But it came out, and which I was kind of concerned because like the movie's like a month and a week away, and they had no real promotions ramping up. And I'm thinking maybe they'll delay the movie, which maybe for the good thing. But I guess not. I guess they're going to roll with it. It's going to come out when it's going to come out. And the trailer come out. So let's get some thoughts on this, guys. Let's jump on this, man. Start with you, Mike. You saw a trailer. What'd you think, man?
Well, I thought it looked good. Okay. Here's where I get weird. The Aquaman thing where he's using modern vernacular. I was like.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome, though, man. He's a rock star.
No, it wasn't.
He's a rock star, dude.
Other than that, I thought it looked pretty good.
Okay, Chewy.
Whatever, man. I mean, same as the second one. Nothing earth shattering. Let's get to the movie already.
Oh man, I wasn't blowing it on the greatest shit of all time. It was a cool trailer. You know, I've seen Aquaman the Flash stole the show as they have been the last few trailers anyway.
Yeah, right amount of humor, but it's a trailer, so who cares at this point?
I mean, you can tell they're really pushing a whole lighter tone and Josh Whedon's touch on it. There's a lot of smiling and joking around, which I'm fine with. And, you know, hopefully it doesn't get in the way of the story or whatever. I don't want to swing all the way to the other side of the pendulum there because people complain about the tone in the other movies. I gotta say, though, what I thought was brilliant was the whole Superman thing. Like, they showed
him. The beginning?
Yeah, they showed him, but they didn't show him, which is great because I think I was hoping they wouldn't spoil it. And I give kudos to them. They didn't spoil much of anything. They didn't get too much story away for the most part. A couple of scenes we haven't seen, but not many. But the Superman thing, the saving that, which is good because I think that's going to be the moment people are going to be cheering. Oh my God, that's the crowd pleasing moment.
I think that's
going
to be like a huge thing. It's
going to be huge, and I'm glad they resisted tossing it in the trailer and ruining it for anyone else. They gave us Superman in their own way.
Right.
Made perfect sense, and now people know, okay, he's going to be in the movie, but we don't know how he's going to come in and what the story is. I think that's great. Kudos to them for not blowing the wad toward it because we know how many times have we seen that, particularly in a third trailer. So that was cool. So good for them. So let's see. Hopefully it comes out good. We'll talk about them way down the road anyway. But another thing that came out of DC and all that, which is worth talking about, I guess there was this thing about the miscommunication of talking about how DC was backing away from the shared universe, quote unquote, and they were all these movies are going to be independent now. There's not going to be any more shared universe. But I guess John's clarified. He said there is. They're going to share the universe, but these movies are going to be independent of each other, which I think is a brilliant idea because obviously the putting it together didn't work for them. And in a world where everybody wants to have a shared universe, I always said I like to have independent movies, not worry about setting shit up for the next 20 movies or putting in unnecessary scenes or what character just to get them introduced. I hope they stick to that. Give us a standalone movie. Like Wonder Woman's a good example that didn't tie in much with anything else. They didn't set anything up. Just give us a Wonder Woman story, you know?
Well, they threw Batman in there, right? I mean,
A little bit in the beginning and at the end, but that was the book ended, but it was like a 10-second scene in both ends. But it had nothing, at the end of the day, it had nothing to do with the story itself. You know, and that granted, I know Wonder Woman went to a different time, but be that as it may, and if they're going to follow that trend, I think it'll be great. Just give us independent stories. We know they're in the same universe. We get that. We don't have to have everything tied in. So I'm glad to hear that at the end of the day. And it's funny how I think Justice League dropped the trailer now. They're going to get 24 hours of limelight because tomorrow, obviously, they had the teaser to the teaser for the Star Wars trailer. You know, God, here we go. Even no one can resist that trend. I hate it. It's so stupid. But whatever. That's tomorrow, Monday Night Football. The only thing good about tomorrow's game because nobody wants to watch Trubisky.
Hey, now.
And
I need some fantasy points.
Yeah, I'll give you that, but yeah, whatever. The halftime, we know we're all going to be doing on ESPN, tuning in to see that trailer. Hopefully it's great. Tickets go on sale tomorrow as well. Like, I think the same thing happened at Force Awakens. you know, so hopefully it's a good trailer. I'm debating what I want to watch right now, though.
I'm gonna be flying out to San Francisco, so as soon as I land, sometime at midnight, I'll catch it.
Oh yeah,
you part of the world traveler trip.
Yeah, for real, dude.
Well, it's not a direct flight. I gotta connect in either San Francisco, or LA. I'm connecting somewhere, man. It sucks.
Oh yeah, hey dude, I'm in Cleveland, dude. Kiss my ass, dude. So
sorry.
A couple of since we just had the main course, the Justice League was the main course for that. That was the big news. A couple of little side dishes. One, Netflix, which we've been talking about ad nauseum almost, but now they've announced that they're going to increase prices, which is something we kind of touched on before. I think what, only a dollar? Am I wrong in that?
$1 to $2, depending on the service. Yeah, not a big deal.
Yeah, so here we go. Now it's like $13. Yeah, but
they're at their ceiling.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, everyone's going to be rich. But that just means that everyone's price point is going to come in at $13, right. $15, which we talked about. So I get it. Netflix is shedding out tons of money for this crap, and I get it. But, man, it gets to a point you can't keep raising it every 2 or 3 years. It's going to be $20.
Hey, if people keep paying, yes, they can, dude.
I mean, they can. Well, no, eventually it's going to hit a point where,
but it's all about, you know, if there's enough original content to sustain it, people will pay whatever amount. Because that is the place to go to for good TV, man. Good TV and movies.
Well, what's the most you pay?
For Netflix or for anything?
For Netflix.
Okay, for Netflix, I wouldn't pay more than $17.
Well, that's fair. Chewy?
I'd pay $20, $25, $30 a month if that's where I'm going to watch all my TV. Yeah, absolutely. Dude, you know how many shows I have on my wish list? Huh?
No, I said it's not live content.
Who cares?
I mean, if I'm wrong, if the cable's gone,
ain't no one going to Netflix to watch sports, dude. Who gives a rat's ass?
Well, I'll give you that. But I mean, but would you stop getting cable if it was $30 on Netflix?
Yeah, because I'm watching more Netflix than I am, you know, anything else combined.
Okay, but here's the issue, right? Here's a problem. Because of streaming caps and ending up paying more for spending more streaming bucks, you end up not having to buy cable anyway, so you can get unlimited streaming.
I tell you right now, that which is probably true. I think Disney's going to come out like at least $15, $16.
Probably.
Easily. I don't see how, yeah.
I think it's going to be a big, colossal failure.
I mean, that's going to be interesting. I mean, I know it's a couple of years from now, but that's going to be extremely interesting. But either way, so it's interesting that they're raising their prices in a month or whatever it is. And of course, we have, I want to go as far as to say, well, I did want to mention Tom Petty. I know, Mike, you have to be a big fan of Tom Petty. He passed away recently and all that.
Big fan. I like Tom Petty. He's good. Yeah. Just not my
favorite. I like Tom Petty. I forgot to mention him early on, but I just want to throw it out there. Yeah. That's true. Gator. Well, I'm not sure that's a good thing these days. could be worse. We could have Jay Cutler. Hey,
we won today.
I guess.
You can call that a win. Finishing first in an ugly girl contest.
I don't know. Exactly. Jay Cutler's like Tyrese Gibson of football, dude. let's go to
Smoking Jay.
But I want to do here, because I don't want to make this show too long, obviously. But we haven't done this in a while. We haven't done the movie Tinder in a little bit. So we're going to bring this back. So we got a lot of various topics to jump in and all that. I know what I'm going to cite on this one, but ask this anyway. So here we go. Obviously, with movie Tinder, we got different topics. We're swiping left if we think it's a bad idea. Swiping right if we agree with it. We'll talk a little bit about each one. First one, T3. They announced Linda Hamilton returning in her famous role, of course, is Sarah Connor.
T3 or T6? Whatever.
T6. It's T3 because they're going to ignore all your sequels. So I'm calling it
T3. T-something.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
T-something. Chewie, what are we doing here? What are you swiping?
I'm undecided at this point. I don't know.
Mike?
They've already screwed the pooch, so swipe left.
Oh, I'm going way left. This is desperate, man. This is so desperate. It's like, really, dude, Linda Hamilton. They're just trying to cling on to whatever and give us something. I mean, it's like having Orr Arnold. It just doesn't work.
Bring back the kid.
And I know, and I realize, according to James Cameron, Sarah Connor is the greatest female character ever written on film, apparently. So, yeah, whatever. I'm sure he's excited. But, dude, she's like, what is she, like 90 years old, dude? What's she going to do? I don't know. I'm not buying it. I think it's desperate. It's desperate. Way left. This is interesting. Hugh Hefner, of course, who passed away recently. Mm-hmm. Old man lived the dream like Hugh Hefner. And now we got a movie coming out, of course, produced, maybe directed by Brett Ratner, starring Jared Leto. Mike, start with you.
Swipe left.
Yeah?
You're not even going to talk about it. Stupid.
Really? Oh, Hugh Hefner, man.
Come on, it can never end well.
Chewy?
I'm with Mike, man. Left.
Yeah,
left.
It's a huge left. And it's kind of funny. I don't know what kind of timing. Literally, the day of it passes away, they announced the movie. That they were just waiting.
And then, like, don't let the body get cold. Damn.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm like, Jesus Christ, really?
The huge red flag here starts with Brett Ratner.
Oh, no, I totally agree. Dude. That guy's garbage, dude. He's garbage. I think the only thing I liked was the Rush Hour, the first two. They were funny for what they were. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed them.
Right, but they're not good movies, dude.
They're not a great movie. No, they're just funny. That's all. What an entertaining. But, yeah, The Last Stand, whatever garbage he does. Yeah,
Even the second one's horrible.
Which one? Rush Hour?
Rush Hour, yeah.
Oh, I thought second one was better than the first.
Same friggin' movie.
It's funny. It's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the same movie.
If I go to a restaurant, get a steak, and I go back for the same steak, it's still good, dude.
All right, bro.
Right? I'm just saying.
You can watch the same movie.
It's fine.
Why waste your time?
I've seen Star Wars 20,000 times, and it gets better every single time I watch it. A little bit of juice action there. So that's the next one. Speaking of Fast and Furious, we'll circle back to that. They're one of the reasons why, of course, Gibson's so pissed off because The Rock is getting his own movie, teaming up with Jason Statham, of course, as the Fast and Furious spinoff, releasing next year. Mike, starting with you.
You know my answer.
You're so left on this, and it's not even funny. Chewy?
I just don't get it, man. I don't get this
movie.
I'm
going to watch it. So I'll go right. I'll watch it.
I'm going to go right, too, man, because it's The Rock. It's just, it is what it is. But
I like The Rock. I just don't like the movie franchise.
Did you see the last? We probably didn't, but did you see the last Fast and Furious?
Actually, no? I did.
And the truth shall set you free.
Wait a minute. I talked about this before.
I didn't think you saw it, though. I know, I did. Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I don't think.
I have a daughter that's a fan of the franchise.
Oh, wow. Blaming the kid.
I know. Okay.
Wow. She's watching it. I sat down. It was there.
All right. I think she sat down after you put it on.
Yeah, exactly.
But I will say that The Rock and Statham were the best part about that movie. I could see that over-the-top ridiculous. I'm all over it. I could be dumb, stupid fun. It's still Rock, dude. I say bring Tyrese Gibson in there, put him as the baddie on this, you know? Kill him off, dude. So I'm going right. A couple of trailers. The first one, Pacific Rim, Chewie. What'd you think?
I actually want to see the movie now, man. I thought it was pretty cool.
You're killing me, Mike.
I'm actually going right, too.
I like
the first one.
Oh, man is an island but me, dude. Left, man, left. I thought it looked terrible.
My only thing here with this is John Boyega. I don't know, man.
But you don't
He's
like
good in the Star Wars thing, but that
He's
Detroit good, movie, not so much.
I didn't see it. I didn't see that one.
Attack the Block was great, man.
Yeah, that's a really good movie. If you ever seen that, Mike. And Boyega was great. Attack the Block.
Oh, I never saw that.
Oh, watch it. It's really good. It looked cartoony, man. I mean, I didn't like the first movie anyway, so maybe that's why I don't give a shit about this one.
I thought the first one was very good.
Yeah.
Really?
Wait, aren't you a guy that liked Kong Skull Island?
I said that was okay. I thought it was better than Pacific
Rim. Same kind
Rim.
Of movie.
It's better than Pacific Rim, dude. Pacific Rim is terrible.
No, it's not.
You know why? Because it had Jax in it, dude. He's awful, dude. I'd rather see Tyrese Gibson.
Wow. Slow your roll, dude.
He's got Tyrese Gibson on the brain today.
I'm just saying, you give me him or Charlie Hunnam. I don't know, man. It's like shit in the face. Either way, it's a bad choice. Another trailer came out. I'm not sure if you guys caught this one. I saw this last night. John Wick, Mr. Keanu Reeves himself, Replicas.
Yes, I saw it.
Mike, did you see that?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so you're not.
But if he's in it, I'm a fan right now.
Calm down. Let's not act like Keanu Reeves anymore. He's great.
No, I'm not saying that, bro.
Okay.
He probably like Johnny Mnemonic, dude.
I really
like Johnny Mnemonic.
It's embarrassing. I apologize to all the Real Mentors fans out there.
Yeah, for real.
Mike's opinion does not reflect those of the Real Mentors.
We just lost everyone in Cleveland and the other two fans.
For real. You're making Cleveland look really good, Mike. Really good right now, I'm telling you. Chewie, what'd you think of this one, man?
I'm going right. Interesting premise, interesting trailer. And I'm actually looking forward. I think this comes out, early next year, I believe?
Yeah, early next year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Mike, do you know what it's even about or no?
No. But it sounds like a cloning movie.
It is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like AI, and I guess he developed cloning techniques or whatever the case is. And his family
I'm always
died.
In for cloning movies.
His family passes away, his wife and kids, and I guess he brings them back, and now he's in trouble for it. I mean, we've seen this 1,000 times. That's my only thing. 1,000 times. And I want to see Keanu Reeves kick some ass. I don't want to see him as this psychological crap. But whatever. But I am going to swipe right because they look okay. It didn't look bad. It was better Pacific than that. Not that it says much. Next one here, Ridley Scott. So Ridley Scott, they had an interview. He's talking about Alien Covenant, whatever. And I guess they got a conversation about the new one coming out or with his next planned movie or whatever.
I thought Fox put the kibosh in all those Alien movies.
I don't know. I mean, it's not confirmed by anybody, but he's talking about it for whatever that means. After what he said this year, they might as well just stop this right now. So he comes out and he's talking about how he's going to start focusing on the aliens. So, and focus on the AI aspect of it.
Okay.
So if I understand this right, Ridley Scott is taking the aliens out of his Alien movie. I mean, I couldn't swipe more right than this, dude. Not to say it was working with the aliens to begin with, but really, dude, he's more fascinated with the artificial intelligence and creating a new planet based on that. I'm like, oh my god, this guy's out of his rocker, Mike.
Look, dude. Okay, so first of all, I've slept way left,
big time.
Really, the first Alien movie is good because it's got kind of a horror feel to it, right? Kind of a,
of course, it's classic.
You're stuck in the middle of nowhere and nobody can help you.
It's classic, no doubt.
Right. Aliens, which is the classic version of the Alien movie, is a great movie because it's taken that horror character and made a whole different, you know, like, better than survival horror.
Yeah, genre. I mean, it changed genres. It went from a horror to an action movie.
Right.
And very well. Yeah, an accident.
And it created stars. It did a whole bunch of things.
I mean,
I just don't think Ridley Scott is the man to resurrect this property.
And this is getting close. I mean, Alien Covenant was okay.
Is he like 80 now? Right.
He's getting close up there.
I thought Alien Covenant was okay.
It was okay. It was not bad. Prometheus, I hated. I couldn't stand that one.
Prometheus was like syrup running down a tree on a cold winter day.
It reminds me of Cleveland. OJ Cutler, hey. Okay, now
lost another fan.
So, this is my thing. It's like Prometheus sucked because it wasn't really about aliens, and that's
it wasn't about anything.
Well, fair enough, but definitely not about anything. You're right. The second one was okay because it had aliens. Now he wants to take them out. And this is getting dangerously close to Terminator territory, where now it's like, I don't even want to see another damn sequel because they just can't get it right. They can't. Right. And the whole AI, I don't give a shit about the AI. Nobody cares about that. We've seen that 1,000 times. We've seen it in Replicants in the next year, apparently. So, yeah, it's a huge left, man. Chewie, I mean, where you sit on this? I assume you're swiping left.
I mean, I'll swipe left, but I mean, I'll still watch it anyway, whatever they make. Screw it.
I don't want to. I mean, I'm a fan of the
aliens. It's just, I just know it's going to suck.
I mean, I'm a huge fan of Aliens, but if you can take out the aliens out of Aliens, what's the point of go watching it?
At the end of the day, I don't think they're gonna put him, give him the money or greenlight any of his projects out. They'll give it to someone else before they give it to him.
Oh no, they should have given it to Neil Blomkamp.
Well, when he had hopefully Fox makes that course correction that they do go with another one.
I mean, I'd rather not even see another Aliens. I mean, this is like Terminator. Just bury this dude. I mean, it ain't working, man. I mean, and the thing with Aliens is the same thing. They go to space, aliens come out, they fight. Okay, I mean, there's not much you can do with it.
They suck your face off.
Yeah, here comes a little one. It goes big. I mean, I don't know. I just don't get it, but whatever. I mean, it is what it is. We'll see what happens on the road, but I think it's a horrible idea. Next one, we'll start with Chewie. Apparently, Gambit is back on the slate. And Gore Verbinski is going to direct it, who, of course, gave us the original Pirates. What do you think, Chewie?
How I feel about superhero movies, so I'll go right until I hear otherwise.
Mike?
I mean, I'm not overly excited. Oh my God, yes, Tiny Chain of Gambit. But, you know, it's part of the X-Men universe. We know.
Is that who they're going to...
I'm not sure if they'll change it, but I think he's still in line for the project.
I think he is, which I'm fine with. He's not bad.
Yeah.
No, it's just, he doesn't look anything like the character. I'll swipe right till I see something.
Yeah.
I agree. He doesn't look like the character, but I think one thing we've learned over the years.
I don't like that character. Honestly, I don't like that character.
I don't think he deserves his own movie, but whatever. No. I mean, if they can make it work.
That's like having a rogue movie.
Yeah, it's you're right. But I don't know. I like him. I think overjudged sometimes what happened with Heath Ledger and even with Hugh Jackman was cast and Ben Affleck. Everyone's like, oh my God, we don't want those guys, and they end up being good. So maybe this works out the same.
Did anybody say that about Heath Ledger?
Nobody wanted Heath Ledger, dude. What was it? Don't you remember that? Oh my God, people went berserk, dude. It was the guy from First Night. I hated the idea. I thought it was ridiculous to him. And that's what I get. I definitely ate crow there. But it's happened. I mean, and then when Hugh Jackman got hired, the same thing. He's too small, yada, 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 nobody.
Exactly.
I mean, it could work out. So, whatever.
Chewie, here's what I don't want. We don't talk about it here, That's what I want. I don't want to hear any of that.
That Cajun slang.
Yeah. Over here.
I don't want the water boy, the guy in there.
That's right.
Water boy!
You can do it!
Oh, my God, man. The Dolphins could really use the water boy right now, couldn't they?
They could use anybody right now.
You know, Bobby Boucher, get him in there.
I was looking to see if Gus Frerotte was ready.
All right, so next one. Here we got another one, which I'll right off the top. I'm swiping so right. It's not even funny here. I'm so left. Yeah. But apparently there's a reuniting, of course, the Kate Winslet, James Cameron. She's going to be now part of the Avatar 3 or 2, whatever the hell, how many sequels she's going to be in. Mike, I see your face already, Mike.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I didn't like the first one, so there's that. It was boring.
No, well, Kate Winslet,
swipe
she's
left,
a great actor.
Way left. Boom.
She's
left
good.
Left field fence. Manny Ramirez. Home run. Home run.
Harper. Chewie, any interest in Kate Winslet?
I don't know. Any interest in these movies? Left.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah. The idea of her, I'm swiping right. Just the idea of her in a movie, because she's good. Let's not go there. She's not. But yeah.
No. Yeah.
Jose, this is the equivalent of like doing one of those Budweiser commercials about going weather. You know what I'm saying? It's like 10 years ago, it would have been funny, right? But nobody cares now.
Actually, I got a question for you guys. Okay, so gun to your head, you have to choose one. The next Terminator, the next Aliens, or the next Avatar? Chewie, where do you go first?
I'm going Terminator all the way. Given that choice of those him. Three, hell yeah, dude.
Even though they screwed
you're both
the
going Terminator?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow, dude. I'd rather see Avatar, dude.
What?
At least it has James Cameron, dude.
Terminator.
He's lost his mind.
James Cameron's not, he's not directing Terminator, dude. He's just in the background, dude. He was the one that came out and said, "Oh, the Genesis, whatever it's called, was put Terminator back on track, dude. Remember that, dude. He had nothing to do with that movie, dude. I mean, it's James. I mean, an Avatar is not a bad movie, dude.
They just paid him money to say that.
Of course he did, but he said it anyway. But Avatar is not a bad movie. It's not, and it looks.
It
and
is. It's really not, boring. Dude.
It's not
really
bad.
Long. It's really terrible.
It's just an okay movie. It looks great. No.
Dude, everybody hyped that movie up to me. When I went to see it, I felt like somebody shot me in the face.
Well, I think that's why they got hyped. Now you're exaggerating, Mike. It's not a bad movie. It's not.
It's not a good movie.
It's an okay movie. It's fine. It's entertaining. It is what
it's
it is.
It's not fine.
I'm just saying the last Avatar was better than the last Aliens, the last two or three Aliens, the last five Aliens, for Christ's sake, and the last four.
Come on, man. That's not fair. No. It's you know what? Alien 3 is better than friggin' Avatar.
No. Ooh, I don't know. Wow, dude.
That's you're on an island.
Bold. Yeah,
we're swiping left on Mr. Mike Rose tonight.
Yeah. Wow.
Alien 3, talk about snooze fest, dude. That's a snooze fest.
I like that movie.
It's not better than Avatar. It's not.
It is. Avatar's friggin' terrible. It's a piece.
Wow.
I tell you what, though, we can all agree Avatar is better than Jay Cutler. Hey-o!
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, that
smoking Jay.
Alien 3 is better than Jay Cutler. But let's go on to the last one here. I got two more. We're not doing this because we're all swiping left or right on this, left on this one. That I want to know. But I want to get your thoughts here. Talk about the who cares section here of movie news. Two things. First one, Maleficent 2.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. It's greenlit.
That movie didn't make any money, did it?
Oh, no, it did.
No,
No, it did very well. It wasn't a good movie, but it killed overseas. And it did well here, too. So, you know, it made me go make a second one. I could care less. Oh, my God. I know you'd rather see Avatar than that. You got to agree with that, at least. You have to. And the second one is, they announced Optimus Prime is going to be in the next Bumblebee movie. Oh, God.
Stop. Bumblebee movie?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, my God.
The universe of Transformers, man.
Yeah, the guy who's, they've just been greenlit. It's already, they've already cast the movie. They're already filming.
Why are they greenlighting Transformers movies after that last piece of crap that made nothing?
Well, this guy greenlit.
That made money.
That movie did not make money.
It didn't make anywhere near the last one, but it still did okay. But, I mean, they want to, you know, again, share universe, quote unquote, whatever. But it's going to take place in the 80s. So we'll probably see the original Bumblebee, you know, the Beetle. So, and they already had some, I forgot what girl was in it. She's a good actress. But I mean, yeah, now it's in Mike, and yeah, it's going to be directed by the guy who did Kubo and the Two Strings. The only saving grace out of this story. Right. It's a great movie. So, but they just finished saying, I read this article where they're going to focus on the humans and yada, yada, yada. And all of a sudden, we're announcing Optimus Prime. Okay. Here we go again, dude. You might just bring in Michael Bay.
How do you get a guy like that to take a movie like that? Because Transformers is so
used up. Money? I mean, it's money, right? This is not going to be like a typical Transformers movie. I think it's just going to focus on Bumblebee and Spike. Is that his name, Spike, the human kid back in the day?
I can't remember the name of the kid. I don't think it's Spike, but
no?
I'll have to look it up.
I don't know. Maybe either way. I mean, Spike or Jonesy or Jamal. I don't care. Either way, they're gonna focus.
Jamal.
I don't know. So they're
trying to get diverse.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Well, but inclusivity here. I mean, it's a bit of a boy and this stupid robot. So it's not gonna be like a typical Transformers over the top action. Michael Bay is nowhere near this movie, and that's a good thing. So maybe it works, Mike. I don't know. I mean, whatever. I don't. I could care less. To be honest with you. that's just me. TV stuff, man. We got interesting news where they jumping to the TV. Two things. One, Game of Thrones, because what else is on TV but Game of Thrones, right? I guess they announced that they're gonna finish filming by the summer of next year. So I think exactly. So pretty much
we'll never
gonna
see that last season ever.
we're gonna see Bumblebee movie before we see this garbage. Right. We're gonna see like three Avatars before the Game of Thrones comes out. But I mean, that's been what solidifies this 2019. I don't think there's no question. There's no way this comes out next year. So, anybody illusions about that out the window. At least we get Westworld, I think, right? Am I wrong?
Next year, yes. Yeah, yes. We're getting Westworld.
Thank God, this is something to watch on HBO and True Detective, so we'll be fine. But that was kind of interesting. And another thing was they postponed The Punisher.
What?
Did they
postpone it?
They made an announcement recently.
Was this because of the Las Vegas deal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I thought they just killed it from the Comic Con. I realized it completely kiboshed it for now. Wow.
They pulled it from the Comic Con and New York is going on. The Comic Con in New York right now, it's going on. They said that. Yeah, obviously because I get it. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I kind of wanted to see it soon, but they made no announcements to when they're going to release it. I'm thinking it probably wouldn't be this year, I guess. I get it. The shooting and then
instead we get to see more Iron Fist. Whoopee!
They just released photos of him and Luke Cage.
Iron Fist and Luke Cage.
Oh my god, dude. It's like twins.
How to destroy Luke Cage in three easy ways.
it's Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's twins. Is that god? Yeah, right. put in Tyrese Gibson as Iron Fist.
He needs
a job. He ain't working in 2020. So
it's not a tumor.
So whatever, fucking Iron Fist. So whatever. Bad. But we got Stranger Things, right?
We got Mr. Robot this week.
Is that this week?
That's Wednesday, man. Yes, sir. Wednesday
Holy
night.
Crap.
Season 3.
Wow. Okay. Nice. Jesus.
Is this the last season, right?
No, it's not the last season.
I thought they said this was going to be it. Or am I thinking of something else?
No, you're thinking of something else.
You may be thinking Iron Fist.
Yeah.
You know what? With my luck, no, we're not.
I know. It'll be the longest running. It was going to pass the Simpsons as the longest running show of all time.
Wait for the 27th season of Iron Fist. Will Colleen Wing finally marry Danny Rand? And will Madame Gao come to the wedding?
Madame Gao be a skeleton, man.
She's already a skeleton.
Well, fair enough.
Where's that?
Oh, my God. But either way. But that's all we got today. You guys have anything you want to add here? It was kind of an interesting show because you put last minute together and we're doing a Skype thing and I wasn't sure what's going on. And Cleveland's sucking the life out of me as we speak.
You and Cleveland create all these technical difficulties.
Hey, man, it's working now, dude. It wasn't me, dude. You know? I'm just saying.
How much longer are you there for?
Two more weeks. Two lovely weeks here.
That's not Lucky so bad. You.
It's not so bad, dude. Have you been here, dude?
I have, actually.
Okay. Do you envy my position here?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. Fuck yeah.
I will tell you this, though, and this is truth. Cleveland does not rock.
I'll pose this question out here, because I won't go as far as say that Cleveland is the worst place I've been, but maybe. But Chu, I know you travel a lot. I think all three of us have. We'll start with Chu. What's the worst city that you've been in?
Well, I mean, like large city or small town, because there's a lot of small towns I'd rather be included in a lot of these small towns.
No, city, bro, like city.
It's a city. Because Cleveland's still a large city.
It's a large city.
It's garbage, but it's a large city nonetheless.
The choice, not a lot of, the choice sucks, though, as far as I'm concerned.
No, it doesn't, honestly. Dude. You're wrong.
Oh, sorry.
Bad. You're nervous, huh?
No joke, man.
I've never been there, so I can't speak to that. So I don't know. I mean, what they show Detroit in the movies and TV is never a good thing, though. They never show it in a good light. Detroit is always, you get the crap. Am I wrong, Mike? I mean, you've been there, obviously.
I was born there.
You were born in Detroit?
Okay.
That's right.
It used to be a wonderful place. It sucks now.
So the Chewie wasn't wrong.
No, he wasn't.
Thank you.
It's a waste.
What about you, Mike? Where's city?
absolutely 100%. Well, okay, like large town, like city.
It's gonna be large town. Yeah,
Oklahoma City, terrible.
Oh God, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
yeah. Which, Oklahoma City's awful. Lincoln, Tulsa, Nebraska, too.
Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tulsa. Yeah,
really? That bad?
Yeah.
You know it what? Is, dude. Worst like mid-sized town ever, Wichita Falls, Texas. The worst.
Never been there.
Never heard of it.
It's Shepherd Air Force Base there. Terrible. Nah.
That's like a tiny little town, then.
No, no, it's not, dude. It's like
it's not
150,000 people, something like that.
Is that big?
Yep.
Yeah, 150,000. Yeah.
I don't know. We live in Miami.
That's a big
dude.
Town. Live in Houston. Over 100,000. It's a big town.
Oh, yeah. That's fair, man. I'm trying to think. Cleveland for me is gonna be the worst, though. And this is my second time here. The first time, yeah, dude. This place sucks, dude. There's nothing here.
Since you know what, I'm going to tell you this right now. I've been to Cleveland like 3 or 4 times.
Sorry,
Cincinnati's way worse. Cincinnati's a hole.
Really? I've never been there.
It's a dump. Terrible.
Oh, they got the Bengals. That you're right, dude.
Yeah. Well, the Bengals have nothing to do with it. It's just. But this is the thing. Like the food in Cleveland is, it's not as bad as Cincinnati.
The food here is terrible. There's no sun. It's cold as hell. There's nothing to do. This place, until when LeBron leaves, the city's back in the dumpster. It's back in the dumpster. You got the Cleveland
Browns.
Atlanta's
bad too, by the way. Atlanta.
Which one?
Atlanta.
I like Atlanta, man.
I don't like Atlanta at all. Yeah, I don't like Atlanta at all.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Atlanta?
I don't want to say.
I think Tyrese Gibson lives there, dude.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to say.
On that note.
I don't know either. But either way. But that's all we got. You guys want to chime in here before we go? Mike, we'll start with you.
I just want to say hey to my family, my wife, Chloe, who's been a kick-ass dog this week. other than that, I'm good, man. Drinking sour beer, having a good day.
Yeah, Dolphins.
And off tomorrow. Columbus Day.
You suck even more now. Chewy, what do you got, dude?
No, shout out to my wife and kids as always. Going through a little Rick and Morty withdrawal, so we're hoarded some odd days to the next season.
Oh. Chewy. Okay. Yeah. That last episode was epic.
Oh, amazing, dude.
Yeah.
Let's not spoil. I haven't got a chance to
have a whole conversation about whether Beth is a clone or not.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He thinks.
Really not a spoiler, though, right? Because they've been alluding to that for episodes.
Just a question. Anyway, if I could continue.
Mike is the guy that told everybody Darth Vader's Luke's father when I'm waking up.
No, actually, there is some jackass.
Oh, God.
He read the book before the movie came out and was, like, telling everybody that. And I'm like, oh, that's bullshit. And, of course, then we saw the movie and it was like,
I was too young for that. I forgot Mike was in his 50s when that came out.
Yeah.
By the way, so that's all we got. We'll definitely do another one when we got probably 2 more when I'm here and all that. We'll try to get a fuller show at that point when I have more time to organize it. But thanks again for listening. Chime in on Facebook. On Facebook, what is the worst city you guys been in? Chime in. We like the feedback you guys provide and all that. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. All right, fellas. Have a good one.